Welcome. This is Tailgate, Teiji Noriyagi on this. So today we're starting off with a fan fiction of a character named Endeavor. It's the story is called Just a One-Time Thing. By The story is by the Tiny Jelly Ghost. Chapter 1, Not Right. Your point of view. I don't understand how come I'm not pregnant, yet we've had sex several times. Honey, I say, yes? He says, maybe we should get checked, see if everything's okay. I'm kind of scared, I say. If it makes you feel better, we can. If it doesn't work, then we can try other ways. He says, okay, I just want to have that reassurance that we can. That maybe we're just not doing it enough, I say. Are you trying to say that we aren't having enough sex as well? He asks. Maybe I'm just worried and I feel like we could go just a little longer in the bedroom, I say. I think I can fix that right now, he says with a smirk. Time skip. Is that longer than usual? He asks out of breath. I look at the clock, kind of, by a few minutes, I say. Your sex drive is just through the roof, he says. I kiss him. We'll check tomorrow. I'll get our appointments set up, I say, and tap his chest. I get up and put my underwear on and his shirt. You're walking like I didn't even touch you, he says. Guess I'm just used to it now, I say. I get my laptop and get some appointments set up. Time skip. After our appointments, it turns out he's the problem. It's been a silent ride home. So, what do we do now? He asks. I don't know. Maybe we should try doing the donor thing. A surrogate would be weird. I don't think adoption is an option for us. It takes years sometimes just to get approved, also to get the baby, I say. Probably the thing is, what if they don't tell us a thing about this guy? He asks. I stay silent. You in there? He asks. I know someone who can help, I say. Who might it be? He asks. Angie Todoroki, I say. You want to have Endeavor's child? Your ex-boyfriend from high school? You're crazy, he says. Well, at least we'll know that the baby will be strong, that his or her dad was a good guy. Would you rather have known the father or not? Knowing that they won't grow up being an addict, alcoholic, or a villain, that they'll be good for sure. With a better chance for being healthy? I ask. I don't know. Are you sure Angie is who you want our baby's father to be? He asks. Yes, I say. He looks at me. Fine, just get what needs to be done or over with, he says. I nod. Time skip. I wait till he leaves for work to call Angie. Hey, Angie, I say. Hey, YN. It's been a while since we talked, he says. Yeah, it has. I was actually wondering if we could meet up for lunch, I say. That's fine. It'll be nice to spend some time with you, he says. Okay, we could go anywhere, I say. Okay, he says. Just text me where and I'll meet you there, I say. I'll see you in an hour, he says. Okay, bye, I say. I hang up. I go to the bedroom. I do feel kind of bad suggesting Angie. Husband's name would r really wanted us to have a baby between us, and I did too. Deep down, though, I'm not feeling bad. I know that Angie can get the job done. I do miss going at it for hours, feeling weak at the knees after sex, like I need weeks to heal. Husband's name can barely go for 30 minutes now. Me and Angie did it like there was no tomorrow. Sometimes for days straight, even though I miss it, I won't show him how badly I miss it. I can, however, look good enough, make him want to have a baby with me, even though we won't. I go to my closet. Let's see. He was always a sucker for my jean shorts, and black thigh-high stockings. I think I'll put on a tight black tank top on too. I put it all on and look in the mirror. Damn, where have you been? I say, looking at my curves. I guess I've just forgotten about how my body looked in clothes like this. I look like I have the body of a 20-year-old. This'll definitely work. I got this in the bag. Chapter 2. Be my donor. Time skip. Your point of view. I get to the restaurant. He was already there waiting. I go over to him. Hey, I say. He looks me up and down. Hey, he says, trying to contain himself. I sit down. You look nice, he says. Thanks. I went shopping the other day and realized how good I actually look. I say, so what do you want to talk about? He asks. I want you to be my donor. I say, for? He asks, taking a drink of his water. So I can have a baby. I say, he chokes on his drink. You do what now? He says, I explain everything. I see. He says, husband's name probably isn't pleased with your idea. He says, not really. I think I kind of convinced him into the idea. So if we are going to do this, it has to be the professional way. I say, I see. He says, he pulls my chair to him. You don't want to do this professional, do you? He asks, what? No, I love a husband name. I say, so you just so happened to go shopping yesterday to, I assume, get this very revealing outfit. You see, the truth is, you miss me, he says. Not like that, I say. I can't hide my feelings. He gets closer to my ear. Why would you wear those tight clothes? You remembered how I loved your curves. How I was crazy for how tiny your shorts were. How you teased me with them. You knew exactly what you needed to do to get what you wanted, he says and rubs his hand up my leg. I gasp and close my legs. My face feels like it's burning up. The truth is not only that he can't have kids, he's not pleasing you, he's not good enough, and you can't take it anymore. You wouldn't be gasping. Your face wouldn't be red. You'd be pushing me away. You'd leave right as I'd be talking to you like this, right as I touched your leg. He hasn't made you feel this way in a long time ever, he says. I say, if you wanted me to do this, you have to tell me the truth. Do you want me? He says. Yes, I say. Let me make you feel good. It'll be hard getting alone time once you have the baby. Why don't you let your last time in a very long time be amazing? He says. I nod. Let's go. He says, wait, now? I say nervously, mm-hmm. He says, he takes my hand and I stand up. He picks me up and puts me over his shoulder. Angie, put me down, I say. He pops my bottom. You sure you want that? He asks. I'll be quiet now. I say, good, he says. To be continued. Alright, that's two chapters of just a one-time thing. And that'll be all for today. See you guys.